Imagine a world where your entire bloodline is declared a ghost by the very people who stole your land. For 5 centuries, the history books have told a singular, chilling lie, that the Taino people of the Caribbean were wiped off the face of the earth by 1550. They call it an extinction. But they are wrong. The Taino didn't vanish, they outsmarted the empire. This is the story of a paper genocide and the secret mountain alliances that kept an ancient DNA alive in the shadows for 500 years. There is a single unexplained artifact currently sitting in a private collection in Santo Domingo, a hand-carved semi-stone, a deity of the Taino, found wrapped in a 19th-century Spanish military uniform. How did a dead culture's sacred object end up in the hands of its colonizers 300 years after the supposed extinction? The answer to that mystery lies in the rugged peaks of the Cordillera Central, and we are going to uncover it. The official story, the one repeated for centuries, is one of total and absolute annihilation. When Spanish colonizers first made landfall in the late 15th century, the Taino were not a primitive scattering of people, but a massive, complex society spread across the islands we now know as Cuba, Jamaica, Hispaniola, and Puerto Rico. How many were there? Recent genetic analysis suggests tens of thousands lived on Hispaniola, while early Spanish accounts claimed there were millions. Within decades of contact, their entire world was shattered. The Spanish brought unbridled violence and the horror of enslavement in gold mines. But the single greatest killer was invisible: smallpox, measles, and influenza, to which the Taino had zero natural immunity, sparked a catastrophic population collapse. Some estimates suggest as much as 80 to 90% of the native population died within just a few decades. This horrifying loss of life became the foundation for a very convenient narrative. By the year 1565, a Spanish census on Hispaniola recorded only 200 people labeled as Indians. By the early 1800s, official histories declared them entirely gone. This was not just a historical observation, it was a calculated tool of empire. Declaring the Taino extinct made it significantly easier to seize their land. Tactical Pivot 1, Forensic Analysis. If we look at the forensic evidence of the colonial archives, we see the mechanics of paper genocide in real time. We are analyzing the transition from Indio to Mestizo in the parish records of 18th century Puerto Rico. Notice the ink. Notice the classifications. When a Taino woman married a Spanish soldier, the child was legally stripped of their indigenous status. By 1777, the Indian category was scrubbed entirely from the census. This wasn't a biological death. It was a bureaucratic execution. The DNA didn't leave the island, the label did. So if they weren't all dead, where did they go? The answer lies in the systemic removal of a people from official records. It wasn't that every single person vanished from the earth, but that they were forced to become invisible on paper. Colonial documents are filled with clues if you know how to read between the lines. As Spanish men married Taino women, their mixed-race children were often not recorded as Indio in the ledgers. In other cases, Taino people strategically adopted Spanish dress and customs to survive the brutal social hierarchy, appearing to census takers as fully assimilated subjects of the crown. Some historians even point to records suggesting that after a 1533 law theoretically freed indigenous slaves, some Spanish slaveholders may have simply reclassified their Taino laborers as African in the paperwork to keep them in bondage. With the simple stroke of a pen, a Taino person could disappear from the official record, their true identity hidden by the very bureaucracy that claimed they were gone. If they were not all assimilated, many of them simply ran. Knowing their islands better than any outsider ever could, many Taino fled the brutal plantations and the crowded, disease-ridden towns. They escaped into the rugged, isolated mountains where the Spanish horses and heavy armor were useless. In these remote areas, they formed independent communities, often alongside Africans who had escaped slavery. These alliances were so common that Governor Nicolas de Ovando complained about the phenomenon as early as 1502. While these settlements of runaways are most famously known as Maroon communities, the Taino were a foundational part of their formation. Tactical Pivot 2, direct address stop for a second and think about your own family tree. How much of what you know is based on a dusty piece of paper, and how much is based on what your grandmother whispered to you? For centuries, Caribbean families maintained that they were Indio, even while the government told them they were white or black. If the government told you today that your ancestors never existed, would you believe the paper, or would you believe your blood? We are walking through the dense, humid canopy of the El Yunque rainforest. The air is thick with the scent of damp earth and crushed ferns. We step over limestone rocks, finding hidden carvings, petroglyphs etched into the stone. These aren't ancient relics. Some show signs of being carved long after the Spanish arrived. This is the Great Escape. In these mountain hideouts, the Taíno maintained a shadow civilization. They didn't just hide, they thrived. They preserved the knowledge of the Canuco, the mound planting system that produces yucca and sweet potato with incredible efficiency. By 1725, Dr. Hans Sloane, a physician in British-controlled Jamaica, documents the gardens of local Indian farmers. He is confused. The history books say they are gone, yet here they are, using botanical knowledge that no European possesses. He describes the specific way they ferment tobacco and the way they use the bark of the guava tree to heal wounds. These hidden communities and integrated farmers didn't just preserve themselves, they preserved their world. They passed down knowledge to the Europeans and Africans who now shared the islands, creating a biological and cultural mixing known as mestizaje. Every time you relax in a hammock, cook on a barbecue, or track the path of a hurricane, you are speaking the Taíno language. These words, hamaca, barbacoa, huracán, are linguistic fossils. But the survival goes deeper than vocabulary. In the 1970s, a movement of Taíno identity reclamation began to grow. People whose grandparents told them they were Indio started connecting, defiantly claiming an identity the world insisted was impossible. Then science delivered a bombshell. Researchers found a 1,000-year-old tooth in a cave in the Bahamas and sequenced the first complete ancient human genome from the Caribbean. They compared it to modern populations, and the results were breathtaking. Present-day Puerto Ricans were more closely related to this ancient Taíno woman than to any other indigenous group in the Americas. Subsequent studies confirmed it. Around 61% of people in Puerto Rico carry indigenous American mitochondrial DNA, a direct unbroken link to their Taíno foremothers. Tactical Pivot 3. Sensory Immersion. Close your eyes and listen. You hear the rhythmic scraping of a güiro, a percussion instrument made from a dried gourd. You smell the roasted pork over an open fire, seasoned with colantro and achiote. You feel the rough texture of a hand-woven basket. These aren't recreations. These are the physical sensations of a culture that never died. The Spanish tried to burn the history, but they couldn't burn the taste of the food or the sound of the music. Remember that semi-stone found in the 19th century Spanish uniform? It wasn't a trophy. It was a confession. It belonged to a soldier who had married a woman from the mountains, a woman whose lineage the state refused to acknowledge. He carried her gods because her gods were now his family's gods. The survival wasn't a mystery. It was an open secret kept by those who lived it. The narrative that the Taíno were wiped out is one of the oldest and most persistent myths of the colonial era. But it is just that, a myth. They weren't a fragile people who simply vanished. They were strategic survivors who fought, fled, adapted, and integrated, preserving their culture and their bloodlines against all odds. Today, the Taíno are not just a historical memory, they are a living people, reclaiming their language, spirituality, and rightful place in history. Now I have to ask you, is it possible to truly reclaim an identity if your ancestors spent 500 years hiding it to stay alive? Or does the act of assimilation mean the original culture is gone forever, regardless of what the DNA says? Some say the DNA is everything. Others say that without the language, the spirit is lost. Where do you stand? The Taíno are still here, and their story is finally being told.